Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
All right, let's discuss free agency frenzy. Adam Rank does a tremendous job for NFL.com. Also, check him out as well. He does the Sick podcast with Adam Rank as well.
It is sick.
The Sickest Chicago Bears podcast, and they've been aggressive, so we'll get into that as well with Adam. Make sure that you're following him at Adam Rank. He makes it easy for you to do that. And he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. A lot better than Tony Bennett and our friends at Virginia. Like, what? Like, I know that they've won a national championship and it's great.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's a lot of inexcusable things that this team has done over the years. And this, just the latest in the long line.
Did you have Virginia going?
Right? Are you Dr. Heimlich to come
How, how far
there?
Did you have Virginia going?
No, I'm choking up.
I know. Paging Dr. Heimlich to...
Of course I'd have.
You had like three rounds. That's where your anger's coming from. We see this.
Yeah, totally. It's one of those things like where you see Furman and I'm like, ah, this could be an upset. But you're like, you know what? It's been a long time since they lost as a one seed. Like, they're good. They got this. Apparently they don't. I was very incorrect with that. It's kind of like the time I picked the 49ers to go 3-13 the year they went to the Super Bowl. So I want everybody to know I'm equally as bad in all sports. So I'm here for you.
Did you really? Was that the year we went 13-3? What are you doing?
Yeah,
what year was that?
I'm left-handed, so I had an inverse. So that was, you know, I also, you know, I watch a lot of Premier League, so I always put the numbers backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Garoppolo was coming off an injury. Like, you didn't know how good Nick Bosa was going to. The mistakes were made. I got it. We've owned
2019 year.
Yeah.
So speaking of Jimmy, he's going to be introduced in Vegas in a couple of minutes here. So how does this change from a fantasy perspective or just a football perspective? The Raiders' overall offensive production, all the weapons around him, you know, obviously the leading rusher in the NFL, Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, you know, broke the record for Tim Brown's record for yardage. Going from Derek Carr to Jimmy Garoppolo, how does that change the Raiders' offense, Adam?
Well, I think it's something that Josh McDaniels is probably a little bit more comfortable with. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo had some great seasons with the New England Patriots, almost to the point where it felt like the Patriots were ready to move on from Tom Brady and we're going to go to Jimmy Garoppolo. But obviously, the familiarity is something that really drove it home for Josh McDaniels. And so I think that, you know, when you put him on a team that has Davante Adams, who had a great season last year, what, close to 1,500 yards, 14 touchdowns. He had a fantastic season. And then I really love the signing of Jacoby Myers. I know a lot of people might have seen that as puzzling, but I think that that's a good, like, that guy's really good in one-on-one. He can get open. You can play him in the two receiver sets that they love to do. And I know it's not fashionable to sit here and be kind of positive about the Raiders, but like, I honestly don't hate that move at all. I think this could actually work out pretty well for them.
Adam Rank is joining us, NFL.com, also covers the Bears as well. So let's get into the Bears situation. They were aggressive. TJ Edwards was one of the first guys to sign. The Bears get him. And then the big thing is they move off of number one and go back to number nine. So what is their strategy here?
No, I really like what they did. You know, for a lot of times, anytime you drop down from one to nine, it's a significant drop. You would get the first round pick back that season. You get a first round pick in 2024. And normally you would get a first round pick in 2025, but the Bears instead went with DJ Moore, which is something that they absolutely had to do. You know, you look at these young quarterbacks in the NFL over the last couple of years, the Bills made a move to bring in Stephon Diggs a couple of years ago. Last season, Tyreek Hill goes to Miami. We had A.J. Brown go to Philadelphia. And we can have a debate whether D.J. Moore belongs in that class or not, but he did have better numbers than A.J. Brown did in Tennessee. I think you need that for a young quarterback's development. And so while they were aggressive, I think that Ryan Poles has shown, though, he wants to build through the draft. And I think that's where the big thing's going to be. They made a couple of nice pickups. The linebacking core is good, but they still have some issues on the offensive and defensive lines, which I feel are going to be addressed during the draft, which is something that Ryan Poles, coming from the Kansas City Chiefs, is something that they're just going to do.
Yeah, obviously a good offseason so far for the Bears, but the big news is getting Aaron Rodgers the hell out of your division. I know you're happy about that. Let's take it both perspectives. We'll start Packers perspective from a fantasy perspective. John went to Utah State. He didn't even pick him to win the day in the tourney. He is not a Jordan Love fan, but I know you are. You like Jordan Love, don't you, Adam?
I did, yeah. I thought he was a good quarterback coming out of Utah State. I thought that that was a, you know, not knowing who was going to draft him. I thought very highly of him. I thought he played very well. And he's coming out, and he came out in a draft class that included Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and, of course, Tua Tagovailoa. He's got the pedigree, and I think he's ready to go. And, you know, the Packers have seen this play out previously with Aaron Rodgers. And so he's joining a team that's really young, really good. I think the Packers, you know, with Aaron Rodgers there, you become so dependent on the quarterback. But I think that Gutekunst had done such a nice job of building a roster of young defensive talent. Love the wide receivers. Christian Watson looked great last year. I think Romeo Dubs can develop. And then Aaron Jones is just I think he'll be utilized. As weird as it is because they had Aaron Rodgers, I think that Aaron Jones gets more of an opportunity, especially near the goal line. And I think this could be a huge year for him.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Adam Rank is joining us. Make sure you're following him at AdamRankNFL.com, fantasy analyst as well. Does a podcast about the Bears. You got to get in on that as well. As far as Javon Hargrave, it shocked us. I had to make sure that Adam Schefter's blue check mark was there because I didn't want to blurt something out and it'd be a fake account, which everybody likes to do. But Javon Hargrave, now they have lost quite a few guys, but what do you think of Hargrave in the 49ers defense up front?
Amazing. I mean, already one of the best teams in the league. Goes out there and upgrades the defensive line while at the same time taking away from your chief competition, the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, these teams, you know, last year the 49ers almost went to the Super Bowl without a quarterback. And now we assume somebody is going to be a signal caller there, be it Sam Darnold or whoever it ends up being. But I think this is, I think the 49ers continue just to make great aggressive moves. I mean, just think about just getting Brock Purdy as the Mr. Irrelevant pick and being able to bank on him last year. I love what the 49ers are doing and getting Christian McCaffrey during the season last year. Like every move just seems to be a good one. The Jimmy Garoppolo thing did not seem to be too much of a distraction. Now you're moving forward. I love what the 49ers did. And I think that even despite losing last year in the NFC Championship game, as it stands right now, they've got to be the prohibitive favorites to win the NFC.
And the 49ers are efforting to get all their four free agent signings on a Zoom. And we're going to get, I believe, Javon Hargrave on tomorrow, John, during our show. And then Sam Darnold going to be introduced as well. We're efforting to get Sam on as well. So from a 49er fantasy quarterback perspective, when you look at the numbers last year with Trey, it was mostly Jimmy and then Brock. Hell, they threw for over 4,000 yards at him, but you don't know who's going to play quarterback. You know, Brock's coming back off the elbow surgery. Darnold is a high pick. So is Trey. So how do you handle the 49er quarterback position in fantasy? Do you just stay away from it?
Probably. I mean, I it's one of those things where I wish I could just have one of them. But, yeah, with all the quarterbacks coming off of injury, that's the most difficult thing. But I'm most intrigued with Sam Darnold because that's a guy that I've really liked for a long time. I live in Orange County, California. I remember Sam when he was a high schooler down at San Clemente High School, home of the Tritons. And he didn't go to Mission Viejo. He didn't go to one of the powerhouses. He didn't go to Modern Day. He didn't go to Mission Viejo. He went to his hometown school, which always impressed me. Then obviously goes to USC, has the great career. I just feel it just sometimes with these quarterbacks, they just land in a bad spot. And it's so difficult to recover. Like, he didn't have the opportunity. Like, imagine if he was the guy who was drafted behind Aaron Rodgers, and now after 3-4 years, he was going to get an opportunity to go out there and play. So I would love to see him actually get a shot with the 49ers, because you look at what they've been able to do over the years, not just Brock Purdy, but think about, you know, like Nick Mullins and some and Beathard and these other guys who've come in and have had some success with the 49ers. I think that Sam Darnold, I know that people make their jokes and they're going to do what they're going to do. I legitimately like Sam Darnold, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
Adam Rank is joining us. So much focus has been on Aaron Rodgers, but Lamar Jackson is out there. Is he just going to have to go back to the Ravens? How do you see that situation playing out?
I mean, it's insane to me, because what are you trading for Aaron Rodgers? Like, the Packers are asking for a significant return from the Jets. But at the same time, like, wouldn't you want a guy who's, I don't know, 13 years younger, a recent MVP, a guy who's performed well in this league? Like, it baffles me that more of these teams have not stepped up. I get Carolina. You know, you new coaching staff, you want to go out, you want to draft CJ Stroud or Bryce Young or whoever it's going to be, that's fine. But if you're Atlanta, what excuse do you have? What are you waiting for? Why are you not kicking the tires on this? I understand it's a little cost prohibitive with the two first round picks, but when else are you going to get an opportunity to add a quarterback like this? So I don't like it. But I think ultimately he ends up in Baltimore because nobody's budging on this. And I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if there's anything, you know, sinister going on. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I guess he's going to go back to Baltimore. And it just feels unfortunate that that Lamar's not given a chance to go out there and really explore his options.
All right, so I'm already getting ready for Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, 5 o'clock our time, NFL Fantasy Live, free agent. Oh, yeah. Fallout edition. So, you know, we're about halfway through. You coming on Monday. Do you have one team that would be a free agent winner so far, Adam?
Well, I mean, I can't really declare the Jets the winner because the Aaron Rodgers situation hasn't really played itself out. But it is one that I'm looking at. Like, when I think of Garrett Wilson last season with the quarterback, Zach, and you know, playing with Mike White and everything, and how fantastic he looked. I think that if Aaron Rodgers does ultimately go to the Jets, and I know there's a lot of speculation, but let's just say this is probably going to happen. Number one, I love Garrett Wilson. Breece Hall played very well last year as a rookie. And I think that people are kind of and I say this, I'm warning everybody right now, like, don't underestimate Aaron Rodgers. Last year did not play very well, but was playing with a broken thumb. And we've seen what happened before when he's been out there playing in terms of spite and pettiness. He went out there and put up back-to-back MVPs. And I think this is a situation where it's more like Peyton Manning when he first arrived in Denver and less like Russell Wilson last year in Denver. I think he could be onto something special. So I hate to say it. Like, I don't want to give Aaron Rodgers too much credit because he's made my life miserable as a Bears fan for a long time. But the dude's pretty good. Like, he's good. Like, you can't be unreal. Like, you can't be dishonest. Like, he's a good player. And now that he's going to be petty and motivated, like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to know what he's going to do. He's going to throw for 5,000 yards.
Adam, it was great, man. Thank you so much for your insight. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
No, appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have some fun. And hopefully some of these picks and these March Madness pool starts coming through.
Yeah, I hope you're better than me. I pick losers one after the other. Thanks, man.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.